Truth.
Fighting soldiers from the sky, fearless men who jump and die, men who mean just what they say, the brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand, men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest, these are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest, make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Moore here, our second hour. This is Firearms Monday on Monday, the 24th of October. The prep tip today is learn how to repair a flat tire. Multiple YouTube videos that can teach you how to do that. The equipment to do that is available to any automotive supply store, auto parts store. So get the education on YouTube and get the equipment, and it could be a matter of life and death in a long-term crisis. This is Farmers Monday. We have a patient waiting in the green room, my friend Sam Andrews. Sam is the proprietor of Freedom Center USA, world-class training in beautiful Lebanon, Missouri, tactical training with rifles and pistols, and emergency first aid, concerning gunshot wounds and others. The website's freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class, become part of a group purchase of thermal imaging. Just give him a call beginning Wednesday afternoon at 417-718-2597. I say again, 417-718-2597. Morning, Sam.
Good morning, John.
Well, we got some good news, breaking news, article dated today's date. A New York judge has basically said the Democrats cannot use covert emergency as justification for no excuse absentee ballots. That's from the Saratoga County Supreme Court Justice Diane Freestone. These absentee ballots and mail-in ballots was absolutely essential for the stealing of the 2020 election, weren't they, sir?
Yeah, that was part of a multi-pronged strategy to make sure Trump didn't get in office. And people are starting to fight back now. That's a good thing. There should be something in America happen similar to what happened in Italy. Notice how the media is hardly talking about Italy at all.
Oh, yes.
A third party obscure came out of nowhere and they elected candidates across the country that took over Italy, this conservative party that came out of absolutely nowhere. And the top two parties, similar to our Democrats and Republicans, the candidates and the government officials got ousted all over Italy from their latest election. And boy, are there some people that have been in power a long time in Italy that are crying like babies.
Right, right. Well, what most Americans don't know is there's actually two Italys. Northern Italy, which is a more productive, better educated part of Italy, and Southern Italy, which the Northern Italians regard as not so productive and regard as lazy, particularly Sicily, by the way. They did do exactly what you said. The Italians have had enough. And the influx of illegal aliens into Italy has had a far greater negative impact in Italy than it has our country, hasn't it?
Well, it's a smaller country. And so, you throw in a million immigrants and it has a traumatic effect on the economy, the logistics, just everything. But, let's talk about America for a second. The thing that baffles me about the American people more than anything, particularly around this whole COVID debacle, is when they told people, you cannot sit by your dying relative and hold their hand while they're dying. You cannot be with them. You must go home and quarantine. When they told you that, when they told you you couldn't go to the funeral of one of your dearest loved family members, to this day, I cannot wrap my mind around the fact that the whole country didn't just revolt at that very moment. I mean, with that kind of stuff going on, I mean, what it told me is that the American people have way too high a tolerance for tyranny.
Well, let me help unbaffle you here, Sam. We've become a country, top to bottom, left to right, with not quite, but almost total control by entities that issue licenses and permits for people to make a living. Let's say you're a funeral director, for example, and you're issued a license by the state that you live in to conduct that business. And the licensing agency says you cannot have these funerals in a traditional manner anymore. And if you do, you lose your license. Or a friend of mine who's a dentist, he was told that everybody come in or need to wear a mask or he would lose his license to practice dentistry. He knew the whole mask wearing thing was a fraud on one hand. On the other, he could not afford to lose his license to practice dentistry. And that licensing power is a very strong thing, isn't it, sir?
It really is. And what it boils down to is the government is stealing your God-given right to use your God-given talents for the good of mankind, and they're selling it back to you. That's exactly what happens in a licensing environment. And it's absolutely horrendous. And I'll give you an example of that. Do you remember, John, when Jay Nixon, the former governor of Missouri, was the attorney general?
Oh, yes. Yeah, I knew Jay Nixon's father quite well, by the way.
So you know the Nixon family. Well, Nixon was attorney general. My wife, we had just been married. She moved from Wyoming to Missouri. We're talking about Ruthie. Everybody knows she's a psychologist, / therapist. They're licensed by the state that they're practicing medicine in. And sure enough, she moves here. She applies for reciprocation. I mean, now this woman has graduated from a K-CUP program, which is one of the requirements. She has over 6,000 clinical hours. The requirement was 3,000 clinical hours. She was already licensed in Colorado and Wyoming to practice her specialty. And so she applied for Missouri. She was a very meticulous woman. She went through all the documents, made sure she had all her ducks in a row, went right through the list of requirements, and mailed everything to the licensing board of the state of Missouri. Well, 3 months go by. She calls them and says, where's my license? What's going on? And they say, oh, you didn't send this. And she said, no, I did send that. You have that in the package. Well, we don't have it. So she sends them another copy. 2 weeks later, she calls him again. Oh, you don't have this. Yes, I've already sent it to you twice. So she sends it to him a third time. So the fourth time, I said, Ruthie, stop messing with these people. Send them a letter and tell them you're going to sue them if they don't issue you a license. So she does this. She sends him a letter and says, I'm suing you if you don't honor me and give me a license and give me reciprocation so that I can make a living in the state of Missouri. Because this is where I live. Well, the next morning after they receive the letter, Jay Nixon himself, the Attorney General of Missouri, calls our home phone. And my wife's at work. I pick up the phone. I say, hello, this is Jay Nixon. May I speak to Ruthie Andrews? I'm like, she's not here. She's at work. How can I help you? Well, I need to discuss the matter with her. I said, Jay, I know what the matter's about. I said, my wife's going to sue you people because you've prevented her from working. I said, this is disgusting. And he said, now, wait a minute. We can get her a license. We can make this happen for you. I said, that's not good enough, Jay. I said, let me tell you something. As a matter of fact, I don't think I'm going to sue you. My family's given hundreds of thousands of dollars to the Blunt family. And at that time, Matt Blunt was leading in the election polls for just the election was a month away. This was October. And he was leading by quite a bit. And I said, you know what? We're very good friends with the Blunt family. Sometimes a legal solution isn't near as good as a political solution. You know what? We're going to have the Blunts clean house on this licensing board. I've had enough of you clowns. And he's like, whoa, just take it easy now. I can have her license to you tomorrow. I can FedEx her license to you. I said, Jay, if a FedEx guy doesn't ring my doorbell before 8 o'clock in the morning, I'm suing you because you cost her 4 months of wages, and this is unacceptable, this is un-American, and you guys are flat-out criminals. And the reason they didn't reciprocate her license is because her last name was Andrews, and the Democrats were in power. So they were screwing with her. And this is how corrupt licensing and government control of things they have no right to control of is. It's a perfect example of it. They literally tried to prevent her from making a living by using their political power because she was not on their side politically.
Well, when I ran for Congress in 1996 against Dick Gephardt, Dick Gephardt's campaign manager called one of my a man who wanted to contribute to my campaign, who was also a defense contractor, and Gephardt's campaign manager told this defense contractor, if you want to get any more contracts from the Department of Defense, you will not make a contribution to John Moore's campaign.
That's exactly right.
That's right.
And that's exactly how the game is played.
That's right. That's right. By the way, the FBI found my credit report in Dick Gephardt's file cabinet during that campaign. It was national news for one day. that's a crime. By the way, ladies, if you don't know, that's a federal crime, by the way, to access somebody's credit report without their advice and consent. Nothing new there, is there?
Nope, nothing at all. When Bill Federer ran against Gephardt, and for the listeners that don't know, Dick Gephardt was the Speaker of the House in the U.S. Congress, in the U.S. House of Representatives for years. He was a representative out of the 3rd District of Missouri.
Right.
And when Bill Federer ran against Gephardt, my brother-in-law and I managed his campaign. And we came within 0.5% of unseating that clown.
Right.
But
right.
The interesting thing was we had a campaign event that was scheduled in Tower Grove Park, St. Louis, Missouri. The weather looked ominous. And I called Bill. He was at the campaign headquarters in South County, St. Louis. And I said, Bill, we're going to have to move this event indoors. I need to get you an indoor facility. He said, okay, call me back as soon as you got the address. Well, I started making phone calls, and I found a place just a mile and a half from Tower Grove Park to have the event indoors. And I was on my way to that indoor location. I was no more than like 5 minutes away. And I called Bill Federer at the campaign headquarters and said, okay, here's the location. Meet us there, have your whole team come there, you know, everybody that's still at the campaign headquarters, have them come to this address. And I'm getting off the phone with him as I roll into the parking lot of this new address. Dick Gebhardt's cameramen are already there. They literally beat me to the new location. And I had not known what the location was for 5 minutes.
Amazing.
And they were already there waiting to photograph their opposing candidate. And so we had the office swept, the campaign headquarters swept. And, of course, our ComSec guy found wiretaps on the phones of the campaign headquarters. And I called a guy named Rick, who worked for St. Louis County Police, who was a sergeant on the SWAT team, and he worked in that district. And I said, I want to report a crime. This guy's been wiretapped by Gebhardt, and you know what his response was? Don't ever call me with anything like that again.
Right. Right. Yeah.
He wouldn't even take a report on the crime.
Well, his campaign manager, Joyce Abusi, Joyce's home was blown up when she was a teenager. She was part of the Syrian mafia. That was her family background.
Yep.
And I know, of course, I know Bill Federer quite well also. When he decided to run, he had lunch with me and Mr. Shaw to get a heads up on what we went through. And, Bill's a great guy, and he's still very active at getting the word out, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a very... studious man when it comes to the Constitution, and he's written several books on our founding fathers and the Constitution, and they're worth reading. He's a good guy.
They are, absolutely. Well, let's move on from there. It is Firearms Monday. We like to focus primarily on tactical training, rifles, shotguns, ammunition, optics, and of course firearms legislation. We have an election coming up here pretty quickly. And we also need to warn Missouri residents to vote no on Constitutional Amendment 3, I believe it is, isn't it? 3?
Oh, there's a whole bunch of things you want to vote no on. And maybe we'll go over that next week, right before the election.
That would be the most important time to do so. There's an audio clip I'm going to put up, a very well-done voiceover to vote no on Amendment 3. I'll get that on my website, hopefully in a day or two. Until now, as well as you and I know each other, I did not know you were that big a part of Bill's campaign, and I'm glad you did that.
I'll tell you a really funny story about that campaign with Federer. I was showing him how to fundraise and make phone calls, and we had a list of Republicans that had donated money, and there was this guy in the Ladue area, you know, which is a wealthier area of town. We had his address and his phone number, and I said, here, dial this guy's phone number next. Let's call him and ask him for help with the campaign.
Right.
And he calls this guy, and the guy says, yeah, you got Kevin, it's me. How can I help you? And Bill goes through his mantra. I'm running against Dick Gebhardt, the liberal Democrat, blah, blah, blah. He goes, and you still live in the 3rd District, right? He goes, hell no, I moved to the Ozarks 4 years ago. And he goes, oh, well, I'm sorry to bother you, sir. He goes, no, it's no bother. I hate that SOB. I'll be glad to send you $2,000.
Right.
The guy that didn't even live in his district.
Right. Was that the retired school teacher?
I don't remember what the guy's occupation was, but boy, he did not like Gebhardt. He lived with Gebhardt long enough. He'd been living in Lake of the Ozarks for 5 years, and he still was sending money.
Right. Amazing. We got our first caller here, Sam. We got Sherman in Indiana. Good morning, Sherman.
Good morning, gentlemen. You're the perfect family to ask, Sam, you and your wife, about the firearms transaction record when you purchase a gun. Question 11F talks about adjudicated as a mental defect with legalese terms as mental illness, incompetent to stand trial, and then exceptions, the Improvement Amendment Act 2007, a person...
Hey, Sherman, hold on just a second, hold please. On. We've got a break.
We'll cover this after the break.
Stay with us.
Yes.
Thank you. Did you know that essential oils have had a multitude of natural health and skin uses in history, but have been somewhat forgotten by recent civilization? Susanna's Secret offers 100% pure natural oils at prices you can actually afford. Do you have a house or office with a musty smell or mold? Studies have shown that essential oils like the one in our Thief and Robbers blend will kill or inhibit mold, viruses, bacteria, and fungus. Just diffuse with it, and you will see the long-lasting effects that even synthetic chemicals don't achieve. Purifica, another one of our products used to clean and freshen your house or give a natural scent when drying laundry. For that special lady, we offer a ginger argan oil in a beautiful cosmetic bottle or a pure argan oil, a natural acne-fighting product. Check us out at SusannaSecret.com. That's SusannaSecret.com. SusannaSecret.com.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing. Knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
So let's fix bayonets. We'll have the advantage of moving down the hill. They gotta be tired, the Rebs. They gotta be close to the end if we are. So fix bayonets. Ellis, wait. Ellis, you take the left wing. I'll take the right. I want a right wheel forward of the whole regiment.
What, you mean charge?
Yes, but here's what we do. We're going to charge swinging down the hill. Just like we pulled back to this left side of the regiment, now we're going to swing it down. We swing like a door. We're gonna sweep them down the hill just as they come up. Understand? Everybody understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. This hour is sponsored by Liberator Rocket Heaters. You want to stay warm and cozy and save money this winter? We have Liberator Rocket Heaters in stock, ready for immediate shipment at thelibertyman.com. This is Farmers Money with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is freedomtrain.net. I say again, freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. Have a custom rifle built? Sign up for a class. 417-718-2597. And did you, Sam, did you get Sherman's question, or does he need to?
Well, it looks like he's asking a question about the 4473 form, right, question, right. 21F. Have you ever been adjudicated as a mental defective, or have you ever been committed to a mental institution? The current ATF form 4473 is revision May 2020. Is that the question you're asking a question about, sir?
Yes, and generally, there's a lot of patriots or would-be patriots that avoid a doctor at all possible, especially a mental health counselor. So specifically, my question is, can mental health counseling adversely affect approval under the coming financial social credit score digital ID or red flag gun laws like Indiana has one?
Okay, so that's a beautiful question, and I'm going to give you a great answer. Because like you said, with my family, we kind of have these topics covered. So the 4473, the question is, have you ever been adjudicated? Okay, so as far as a patriot, if you've never been to court and a judge, a circuit court judge, has not adjudicated you with a court decision as a mental defective or committed you to a mental institution, okay, then you don't have any worries about the form. Now let's get to your question about the social credit score. The social credit score digital currency system that they're trying to implement and six large banks are now testing, they're going to use everything they can get their hands on. Now, a lot of people may think they need to avoid mental health care because of that. The answer is you do not. If you need mental health care, you just do what the anti-COVID people did and go outside the system for what you need. So, can you get mental health care from someone like Ruthie, who does not call her sessions psychological therapy, right? You can pay cash, or you can pay with send a check or to someone like Ruthie, who is what we call a mental health coach. You do not get a diagnosis. You do, as long as you don't use your insurance company, a health insurance company, you can get help and everything stays completely private. But if you go to a standard psychologist, they don't have any more training than Ruthie is. As a matter of fact, they typically have less. And they don't have the clinical hours that someone like Ruthie does. But you go to a standard psychologist, psychiatrist, slash therapist and use your insurance, they're going to assign a code and diagnose you so they can get paid. And at that point, bam, you're in the system.
That's what I thought. Yeah.
That's how you get caught up in the system.
Well, I really appreciate your answer. I'm not asking for myself specifically, but when times get very difficult, people's minds fail them just like their heart, and patriots need to know this. I thank you for that nice, solid answer.
Okay, sure.
Well, it's a great question, and I want everyone out there to know, veterans, someone that's suffering from depression, someone that has an addiction issue, any of these mental health slash physical problems that you have, you can get help from a mental health coach. You don't have to go to someone who follows the standard pharmacia type system. You can still get help, and it's important that you get help, but it's more important that you go to the right place so these people that are trying to manipulate and destroy your life don't have a hook into you.
Well said, Sam.
Thank you kindly.
Sherman, thank you for the call.
Great question.
The break coming up. The call number is 512-248-8252. Sam, after the break, can we get a firearms tip of the week, sir?
Oh, let's do it after the top of the hour.
After the top of the hour, we can do it. That's fine. And we're wrapping up the training season at Freedom Center is just about concluded for the year. We have some training left, however, don't we?
You know, I thought it was just about concluded, but the Hagman Group added a class in November from the 3rd to the 6th. That filled up instantly. That class is full, and they now have, I think, three or four people on a waiting list for a December class. So we may do a basic training class in September. I don't believe that class is full, and we got a break.
All right, we'll be right back.
Truth. You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you one of the millions of people who feel like there is a dark cloud hanging over their heads whenever they're using pharmaceutical drugs? For some, the short-term relief can turn into an opioid addiction nightmare. Have you ever wondered why CBD oil is a billion-dollar industry? It's because it works better than opioids and is actually healthy for you. However, CBD oil is stripped of all other helpful compounds found in the hemp plant. According to neuroscientists, the whole hemp plant, otherwise known as hemp paste, is even more effective than the chemically processed CBD oil. Are you ready to take back your health? You can try hemp paste for the price of a cup of coffee by going to rbnhemppaste.com and ordering a trial pack of happy packets for $5 with free shipping. That's rbnhemppaste.com.
Biden announced pardons for marijuana possession. I'm Peter Serafine with today's Liberty Minute. Yesterday, Biden announced pardons for citizens convicted federally of possession of marijuana or convicted in Washington, D.C. Pardons do not apply to any other offense or to non-citizens. Biden also urged governors to do the same in their state. This mass pardon event might be a political stunt, something of an October surprise, but it also might be the best thing Biden has done. This is a prison release that I can actually get behind. I don't think anyone should be in prison for a nonviolent, victimless crime. Although an administration official said that there was currently nobody in federal prison solely for possession of marijuana, I'm sure the 6,500 people with federal convictions on record appreciate pardons. Find more news and commentary at liberty-lighthouse.com. Until tomorrow, Sivis Pashem, Parabellum.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Well, I wish I was in the land of cotton wool, and there I'm not forgot to look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. In Dixie's land where I was born in early on one frosty morning, look away, look away, look away, Dixieland. Well, I wish I was in
back, ladies and gentlemen. Great news. My website's back up and running. A week ago today, it was down for 4 days. It was a long 4 days. But the website, thelibertyman.com, is back up full speed. Everything you've learned to expect and see there is back up and running. We're working on getting the archives back squared away, by the way. We're getting Rumble done first. We'll be back to Brighteon. And, of course, the RBN archives have always been fully functional. And, of course, the products that you want are up as well, the Liberator rocket heaters, the high-quality night harvest-right freeze-dry equipment, all the fine stuff from Mike Lindell with the pillows and sheets and towels and so forth, and, of course, energy cleaners, my home business. When you place your order for your energy cleaner because you're tired of being tired, the arthritis pain is getting you down, I personally box it up. I take it to the Little Country Post Office at Cherryville, Missouri, where every Friday night they have an all-you-can-eat catfish buffet for $12, and I ship it out to you priority mail. That's what I do. If you're tired of being tired, If your arthritis pain has you down, check out the energy cleaner and the mattress pads that go with it. You can place your order using PayPal, MasterCard, Visa. Keep in mind, I offer a 90-day money-back guarantee. The toll-free our line 24 hours a day is 800-592-9543. This is Farmers Monday with Sam Andrews. The website for Freedom Center USA is the following website. Listen carefully. freedomtrain.net. The telephone will be answered beginning Wednesday afternoon. You want to order a custom rifle, sign up for a class. That telephone is 417-718-2597. And if you got a question or comment, this is Firearms Monday. The call number is 512-248-8252. Let's continue, Sam. You're on mute, Sam.
Let's see. Where were we right at the break?
Well, we're talking about training and what you're doing with Doug Hagman.
Oh, that's right. Let me go to the schedule here. So we were going to have the last training class of the year was going to be a Tactical Rifle Advanced 2 course, November 12th and 13th. But the Hagman Group wanted a basic Tactical Handgun and Rifle Series class, November 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th. We scheduled that in, and now that class is full, and they have four or five people on the waiting list. I think there's five or six more slots left. If you want to get a basic class in December, the only weekend we have left before Christmas is December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. So if you want to get that gateway prerequisite class out of the way and open up the training that we have at the Freedom Center, you can call me. I'll give you Eric's phone number and you can call Eric and get in that December class. That would be December 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th. It is in December, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. The first Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday in December. We have one more basic class we're going to do before the weather turns wintry.
All right. Well, and the 2023 schedule, that will be worked on, or is it already being worked on?
No, actually, we have the lawsuit trial January 19th, and we're not going to even do any work on the schedule until we get a decision from the judge, which could come in February or early March.
Well, it's going to push everything back a bit, but...
Maybe 2 weeks.
Okay, well, 2 weeks is not too bad. Not too bad at all. And seeing as how we had half their loss, the one part of the lawsuit has already been thrown out by the judge, that gives me hope that the entire thing could be thrown out. What do you think, sir?
Well, my attorney said under the ejectment laws of the state of Missouri, only one of two things can happen. Either the judge is going to order the other side to pay us for the improvements in the land, and then we have to go build a range somewhere else, or the more likely option is, because the improvements we've made to the land are five times what they paid for the land, the law says if you have peacefully occupied the land for three or more years, and the improvements you've made to the land are worth more than the land itself, the judge may order the deed holder to sell you the land. And we think that's what's going to happen.
All right. And there's plenty of precedence for that, isn't there?
There is. There absolutely is. And we have a contract that she's not honoring, right? And we have, you know, we have a lease to purchase contract that she refuses to honor, and we have a bunch of other dirty stuff that their side pulled. So, you know, and their lawyer has pretty much angered the judge at every hearing we've had so far, and my attorney said it's entirely possible this guy could rule from the bench. So we may have an answer January 20th. Who knows?
Well, something I learned as a 19-year-old soldier is never make people angry at you that can hurt you. And these guys should have went through basic training with me, and they would have learned you don't piss off people that can hurt you.
Well, sage advice. I'm I'm amazed that they thought I was going to roll over, that they could bully me off this land I have, you know, $1 million invested in. They have $140,000 invested in them, minus the $30,000 I've already paid them. So it's just, to me, it's amazing that they thought they could do to me what they've done to every other person in Lebanon. They're involved in over 20 lawsuits right now around the county, trying to bully people off their land. I mean, these people are straight up, you know. Probably shouldn't even say it on the radio. We'll just move on.
Regardless, if you want to make a donation to the Legal Defense Fund, just go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Scroll down the second set of three panels right in the middle. There's an American flag with an AR-15 laying on top of it. A quick and easy way to make a PayPal donation if you don't have a PayPal account, physical address to mail a check or a money order, because competent legal defense is very expensive, isn't it, Sam?
Oh my gosh, it's pretty much taken all of the revenue of the Freedom Center and it's gone to the lawyers. So we haven't done a lot of development on the facility this year. But boy, if we get past this lawsuit in January, we're going to rev that up next year, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So John, we had an enhanced marksmanship course this past weekend. And these guys probably had more fun than a human being could possibly stand. You know, we work on basic marksmanship skills with your heart rate up. So you're running and shooting and running and shooting. And these guys did so well in this course that we had a couple hours at the end of Sunday, yesterday, to do some additional things. So I added to the course shooting moving targets. So we started the afternoon shooting targets moving behind the berm. You know, we have the long pole. You've shot those targets at 300 and 600.
Right.
And so we have these targets moving. But now they don't have a sniper rifle. They've got a red dot sight on an AR-15. And so we started them off in a sitting position with their rifle rested on the frame like a horizontal wall, and had them shoot movers from the sitting position at about 70 yards. And then we moved them back to 170 yards and had them shoot movers prone. And then they're, at the end of that exercise, they looked at me and they said, "Well, what's next?" And I said, "We got an hour. Let's have some fun." So we took two steel targets, put it on the parallel berm around 800 yards, and I drove them in the truck back and forth at 40 miles an hour. They got to shoot from a moving truck at steel targets at 40 miles an hour.
40 miles an hour? Oh, my God. Okay.
Yeah, we've got a real smooth section of road there. So the top of third gear in the old diesel truck is right at 40 miles an hour. And and they were making hits.
I've done that kind of training years ago when I was in combat pistol competition, and shooting a stationary target from a moving vehicle is not what it looks like in the movies. It is quite difficult.
The first, I let them each make one pass with their rifles on the frame of the truck. You know, I have that flatbed with the cattle frame looking, you know, steel sides, right?
Right. Right.
The horizontal rectangles with 1-inch steel bars, and they were resting the rifles on one of the bars, and I gave them a pass. I said, "You guys ready to go?" And they're like, "Yeah, let's go." And I gave them one pass each. I said, "So talk to me about the problems." Nobody hit anything. And it was really funny because they were there under the assumption that they had to lead the target. And in fact, when you're in a moving vehicle and the target's stationary, you use what's called a reverse lead.
Right.
So instead of holding the dot out in front of the target of where you want the bullet, you actually have to hold behind it.
Right.
Because you're actually moving. The second thing, which was really interesting from the students, and I knew this was going to happen, they said, "Well," I said, "what does your dot look like?" And one of my students looked at me and he goes, "Well, it's kind of just a blur. It's kind of all over the place.
Bouncy, bouncy. Yep, yep."
And I said, "Why is that?" And this was Thomas. He's an engineer, super smart guy. And he's like, I don't know. Is it because of this?" I said, "No." He goes, "Is it because of this?" I said, "No." I said, "What about the high frequency vibrations of the drivetrain? You think that might blur your dot?" He goes, yeah, how are we going to fix that? And so I grabbed a snatch strap. And this is what we do out of helicopters. We use a nylon strap. And I hung the strap from one vertical bar to the other about 2 inches above the horizontal bar they were on. And I said, now, guys, look at this nylon strap. What is this? And they're like, well, it's a nylon strap. I said, yeah, but look at the construction of it. Do you see the weave in it? And then the engineer, Thomas, goes, oh, my God, that's going to work as a damper. And I said, it's going to work perfect to get rid of the high-frequency vibrations of your motored vehicle. So the lesson learned here is if you're shooting from a motorized vehicle that has high-frequency vibrations, instead of a bipod or a solid rest on the frame of the vehicle, you can use a seat belt. You can use any type of woven nylon strap and hang it in the opening and let your rifle set on that strap. And you will see the high frequency vibrations disappear from your optics, and you'll get a clear picture of your reticle or your dot on the moving target.
All right. Good solution. Good solution. Absolutely. And if you got a question or comment, just give us a call at 512-248-8252. Any thing in the legislative area that we need to be aware of, Sam?
Well, I think we talked last week a little bit about the bureaucratic changes, certainly not the legislative changes. So anyone that now goes to buy a gun and fills out a 4473, which we were talking about earlier in the show, to buy a firearm, if you get denied, you're going to get a visit from the ATF and the local sheriff. So if you're being denied, you need, and you shouldn't be denied, you need to go to an attorney and get that resolved before you try and purchase a gun. Because they've changed the bureaucratic regs, not the laws. Your congressman, see, this is unrepresentative government is what it is. But the bottom line is, if you get denied, they're going to come try to find you. And so you need to be very, very careful if you've had issues trying to buy firearms in the past and haven't been approved. Because the ATF's going to get really aggressive. Now, in Missouri, we prevent the local sheriff from working with the ATF. They're not allowed to use our local law enforcement. But in other states, you may get a visit from the ATF and a local sheriff deputy. And they're not going to be happy about you trying to buy a gun if you're in a deniable status.
It's a whole new world out there, isn't it?
Well, and we have now over 20 states with a Second Amendment Preservation Act. And that's a good thing because it prevents the federal government from commandeering state assets to enforce unconstitutional gun control. We have the strongest law in the whole nation here in Missouri, and that's why the federal government sued the state of Missouri over their Second Amendment Preservation Act, because they figured if they can kill this one, they can kill all the rest of them and take the fear out of local law enforcement, and they'll start working with the feds again on gun issues. And the last thing we want in this country is federal police. We do That's not right. want policing power centralized in a central location like the federal government. That is how tyranny gets executed.
Well, the 87,000 men and women being hired by the IRS could quite easily become a national police force, couldn't they, sir?
They are a national police force. That's exactly what they're going to do with them. And guys, I want to be really clear about this. There is a list of banks out there right now, very popular, very large banks. And I want to give you these names. We're about to run up on a break. But after the break, I'm going to give you these names of these banks. And you have got to get your money out of them. Stop doing business with them. Get rid of any credit cards you have with them. You absolutely have to do this as an American citizen. And what they're doing is they're doing a trial run of the digital currency social credit score system. And you want to send them a message and tell them, we will drain our funds from you. We will not do business with you. You will be a pariah in the United States of America if you get involved with this stuff. That is the thing you've got to send them, the message you have to send them.
Absolutely. Well, I'm looking forward to hearing this list. Is it a very long list? Is it more than 10?
There's six large banks.
Okay, six. Okay, well, it's a short list. We'll make a note of that and get the word out to people so they can cease doing business with these banks in any way that they can. That would be a
absolutely
good thing.
Critical. And as a matter of fact, we're not on the break yet. I might be able to go through the list right now. Oh, there's the break.
There's the break. We'll be right back.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have like all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
We are back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, I'm waiting with bated breath to hear this list of six banks, Sam.
Okay. Let's talk about the six banks that are involved in the social credit score experiment and are trying to push this digital currency system. Bank number one that you should never do business with, don't have credit cards with them, have nothing to do with them, Bank of America. Bank number two, Citigroup. Bank number three, Goldman Sachs. Bank number four, JP Morgan Chase. Bank number five, Morgan Stanley. And bank number six, Wells Fargo. If you are doing business with any of these banks in any way, cancel your credit cards, get your money out, go somewhere else. Send these clowns a message. We will not have social credit score system in America. The Japanese just rejected it, and they're
good
smart. We need to follow their lead. You know, I never thought that I would see the day where Italy and Japan would be leading the charge against the globalist cabal, but that's where we're at.
Okay, that's good to know. We have a caller on hold here. We got Joe in Oklahoma. Morning, Joe.
Morning, John. Morning, Sam. With regard to what you're talking about, the banks, there's another issue that I see that people are, they're advertising for one of the big, big, openly, firm Second Amendment adversaries, and that is Under Armour. I see cops, I see robbers, I see everybody wearing and broadcasting Under Armour clothing. And, you know, that little logo that goes on the left breast, it's everywhere, and everybody's wearing it. And they're using the funds that they get from the sale of that clothing to take away your right. That's all I have. Keep up
hey,
the good,
good
work, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. That's good information, Joe. So what did Major General Hollingsworth say? One of the wisest guys I've ever known when it comes to war. He was the vice commander of the Pacific Sink. He was the head of all air operations in Desert Storm. This is a guy that's been in the thick of it in the middle of battle. And he's a fighter pilot, an A-4 driver. He had over 260 missions in Vietnam. This is a very experienced man. He's a two-star in the Marine Corps that I worked for. He was my direct report. And I could tell you this. Major General Hollingsworth had a lot of famous sayings, but the most impactful one I've said on the show before, amateur study tactics and professional study logistics. And what Joe, the most recent caller, is talking about is not supporting companies that are trying to take away your rights.
We have top of the hour break. We'll be right back.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.